starring Tommy Rettig as Jeff Miller, Jan Clayton as his mother, Ellen, George Cleveland as Gramps, and, of course, Lassie.
Wasting my time, and I got 100 things to do.
But what's wrong with her?
You been marking the calendar lately like I told you?
She's gonna have her pups.
And I'm gonna have pups too if you don't let go of my arm so I can milk the cow and get them eggs in there.
Honey, I know you're excited about Lassie, but you've got to get your chores done. Now, wipe those eggs off.
Say, Mom, how does Lassie know it's 63 days? She can't read a calendar.
Well, she doesn't. It just takes that long for the pups to get large enough to be born. Now, get on with your work, because you may have to help Gramps. This wind keeps up.
Goodness. I can't understand it. She acted like she didn't want me around.
Well, having pups is a kind of private thing. She wants to be left alone.
But she knows I won't hurt her.
She isn't thinking about you right now. She's thinking about her pups. It's a matter of instinct.
What's instinct mean?
Knowing what to do without being taught, in this case. It's a kind of understanding that you're born with. All living things have this instinct which tells them what they must do when they have their young.
Do I?
Oh, probably not at the moment. That's the kind of understanding that comes with growing up.
Well, if I'm born with it, how come I don't know till I'm grown up?
Jeff, why don't you let those eggs go and see if you can help with Gramps?
But you didn't answer my question.
Well, it's too windy now. Now run out and help Gramps.
Too windy to answer a question? Mm-hmm. That's like saying you can't turn a somersault except in the summer.
She'll be fine. Now, you get ready for bed.
Oh, I'm not going to bed. I'm going to stay up with Lassie in the barn.
Oh?
Well, my pup had her first litter. I waited up in the barn.
Now, listen, sweetie. Isn't it a little bit silly to stay out in that cold, drafty barn all night? She may not have her pups till morning. You go on to bed. And if anything happens, well, we'll call you. I promise.
Gosh, every time I want to do something, somebody says go to bed. When I grow up, I'm never going to bed.
Hey, wait a minute. No goodnight kiss?
Good night, Gramps.
Good night, son.
Parents certainly are a problem to their children. You were no help telling them it was all right to stay up all night.
No, it wouldn't hurt them.
Oh, Dr. George Miller, child care expert. Don't you think it's important for him to get his rest?
Trouble is, you pamper the boy too much. Why don't you let the boy grow up natural? I wasn't pampered, and I grew up. And I'm all right, ain't I? Why, Well, I'm going out and take a look at the dog.
Okay, Dad. Let me know if I can help.
Dog's having a bad time.
Isn't there anything we can do?
I'll give her another half hour by herself, and I'll see what I can do to help her.
If anything happened to that animal, Jeff would be heartbroken.
Well, I wouldn't feel too good myself. Wait a minute. That the fire bell?
I think so. You better call.
Yeah. Hello?
Oh, dead as a doornail. No use, no use.
Wires are probably down.
Confounded gadgets never work when you need them. Now, let me see.
That sounds like the fire bell.
Look, I better go. They'll need all the help they can get for this wind blowing.
Oh, Dad, now be careful.
I will.
Go. Who are you calling?
The fire bell rang and Gramps had to go for the volunteer fireman. I was just trying the phone, but the wires seemed to be down.
What'd Gramps say about Lassie?
Well, she hasn't had her pups yet.
Oh, okay. Guess I gotta go back to bed now. Suppose. Might as well. There's no sense. Okay.
Not very sleepy, are you?
I've never been so wide awake in my whole life.
Well, there doesn't seem to be too much sense in going to bed, then, hmm? We'll go out to the barn together.
Thanks, Mom.
Oh, tie your robe very tightly. I don't want you catching cold.
Sure.
These things can go wrong.
What do you mean?
Oh, I wouldn't worry about it if I were you. Dogs have pups every day of the week.
What's wrong, Lassie? Mom, why is she whimpering?
Well, she probably has some pain.
If I'd known that, I'd never let her have them. I don't want her to hurt.
Well, it's not too bad. Lassie wants her pups. All mothers want their children. Oh, wait till you see her tomorrow, how proud she is with her family. She'll forget all about this.
Mom, she looks like she's sick. What if she doesn't get well? What if something goes wrong? What if... Here, Lassie. Take a drink. You'll feel better. Oh, look how weak she is. She can't even hold up her head.
Was she tired from the effort of trying to have her pups?
Can't we do anything to help her?
Just hope and pray she'll be all right.
I've been hoping all night, and she's still not better. Would it help if I prayed?
Well, I think you might try it.
This is about Lassie. She's only a dog, and I suppose you've got plenty to do worrying about people. But if you could listen for a minute, maybe you want to help her. I think she's the best dog in the world. She never did anything wrong. But now she's in terrible trouble about having her pups. I don't want her to die. There just can't be any reason why she should. It'd be an awful mistake. I'm not being fresh and trying to tell you what to do. Maybe you just haven't had time to notice her. I could understand if she was a mean dog or a bad dog, but she's not. I'd do anything I could for her, but I'm not much help. And Gramps, he had to go to a fire. So it's sort of up to you. Please, do what you can. Amen. Gonna be all right, girl.
I think we really should go in the house and get some rest now, dear. Let's go try Dr. Wilson again. Now that the wind stopped, maybe they fixed the wires.
All right, Mom.
No use.
Isn't there some other way we can get him here to help Lassie?
Gramps has the car and the pickup doesn't run, sweetheart. Now, what can I do?
If I was sick instead of Lassie, you'd think of something.
Well, you're not being fair, darling. I think you're overly tired. Now, go on to bed.
Oh, Mom, I don't...
I'll hear Gramps when he comes in, and from time to time I'll get up and try the phone. Now, that's just all that can be done. Go on to bed now.
Don't be mad at me, Mom.
Why should I be mad at you?
You'd want me to do anything I could for Lassie, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Well, I've tried hoping, and I've tried praying, and Lassie's still not better. Then I figured out an idea. Maybe it came because I prayed. I don't know, but I gotta do it.
What have you got to do?
Take my bike and go get Doc Wilson.
Wait, Jeff, it's 1 o'clock in the morning, and that's 5 miles from here.
I've ridden my bike further than that.
But not at this hour.
Gosh, Mom, how does that make any difference? It's no farther at night than it is in the daytime, and Doc Wilson will drive me home.
Oh, I'm not going to let you be running around the countryside in the middle of the night. It's out of the question.
You always said I could ask to do anything, and you'd let me if there wasn't a good reason why not. I don't see any reason why I can't go.
There's every reason in the world. Now, who ever heard of an 11-year-old boy riding his bike at this hour?
Just because nobody ever heard of it is no reason why I can't. You always said we could talk things over, and you treat me like a grown-up and not like a baby.
Darling, if I were treating you like a baby, I wouldn't be talking to you like this. I'd send you off to bed this instant.
I don't call it talking things over when you always think you're right.
Jeff, son, now please try to understand.
Why don't you try to understand? Why do I always have to do the understanding?
Jeff, you know I try to be fair.
There must be one kind of being fair for grown-ups and another kind for kids. Lassie's just unlucky I'm a kid.
Honey, now, Gramps is going to be back here in just any minute now. And if he can't help Lassie, well, I'll take the car and I'll go get Doc Wilson myself. I promise.
What if Gramps doesn't get home?
Well, he ought to be here any minute.
You said before he might be all night.
Well, I know, but...
I was going to just sneak out, take my bike and go. I didn't care if you punished me after, as long as it helped Lassie. But then I figured I should ask you. And I figured you'd say okay, because there wasn't a good reason why not. Oh, all right. I'll go up to bed. You don't have to worry. I'm not going to sneak out.
Wait a minute, Jeff. Come here. Do you think it's right for you to take your bike and ride 5 miles at this time of the night?
Yes, I think it's right. Because Lassie's in trouble and needs help. If I was in trouble, wouldn't you do it?
Oh, all right, son, go ahead. But now, please be careful and come back just as quick as you can.
Thank you. God's sake, Jeff Miller. What are you doing here at this hour? How'd you get here?
My bike partway. My dog Lassie's sick. Can Doc Wilson come right away?
Oh, I wish he could, Jeff, but he's not home. He had an emergency call.
Golly, Miss Wilson, I just gotta get him. I just gotta.
Well, the phone's out, so we can't reach him. But he'll be home, son. You come on in the house and have some milk and cookies and wait for him.
I can't. I gotta get somebody to help Lassie.
Oh, Jeff, stay on the main road going home, and I'll have Peter keep an eye out for you.
Must have been driving with my eyes closed. Almost passed you by.
The front wheel on my bike's broken.
Well, don't bother about the bike. We haven't got time to fool with that. Let's have a look at this leg. Don't you worry about the dog. Dog's going to be right as rain. Just a scratch. Yes, sir. Dog's all right, but what about me? I never get any sleep anymore. You know, Tom Edison said he could get by on 4 hours a night, but I'll bet he never played nursemaid to no lop-eared mule with the stags.
The doctor's here.
Out of the way, youngster. Let an old friend of this dog's have a look at her. Got yourself in bad shape this time, huh, girl? Jeff, you think you could find me some clean papers to put down on the floor for her?
Sure.
Here's the stuff that'll put her in good shape with a litter of healthy puppies. Now, just put those down there, Jeff. We'll get to that in a minute.
Does she have to have a shot?
You darn tootin' she does.
Well, those shots hurt, don't they?
Oh, now, Jeff.
That's all right. Let him ask. Shots don't really hurt, Jeff, unless you're afraid they'll hurt. And Lassie isn't afraid. There, you see? She didn't even bat an eyelash. Lassie knows I wouldn't hurt her.
What happens now?
Well, now comes the hard part. We just sit and wait. In her own good time, the good Lord willing, Lassie will show you her family.
Dad, the fire out?
Can't say it was fire in 20 years, so we never get it out. Dog all right, Pete?
Ellen will tell you about it. See you later, George. I'm all going right. Home and get some sleep.
You deserve it. Thanks a lot, Doc.
I'll be doggone.
Shh, leave them alone. They've all had a hard night.
Now the night's over. Jeff's prayer was answered. and it's a bright new day.